I'd like to start the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah begins with four dinim. Sukkah shehi gavoya lamaylo me'esrim ama. It's above 20. Is psula of Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. There's a machlokas about the height of a sukkah. Then the Mishnah continues she'eino gavoya asara tvachim, that has not reached 10 tvachim high. She'ein la sholosh defanos shechamasim u'metzilas psula. And then it speaks about that it doesn't have 10 tvachim, 3 walls, or that it has more sunlight than shade. There's 4 halachas here in the Mishnah. The first halacha, which is a machloikes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, there is a discussion in the Gemara as what's the reason why sukkah that would be above 20 would be pasul. The Gemara brings 3 different opinions as why perhaps the sukkah would be pasul. Rabbi says the reason is because there's a pasuk that says, "Leman yedu dor esechem ki besukah seishavti." We have to know that we're sitting in a sukkah, and if a sukkah is so tall, so then you're not going to know that you're in a sukkah, because a person with the low shulta beino, he's not going to see it. Reb Zera says the reason is because up until 20 yamas, a person sits in the tail of the sukkah, but more than that, he's going to be sitting in the tail of the fanas, not in the tail of the sukkah. So the reason is because a sukkah has to have an element of tail to it. And this sukkah will not be a meitzel, won't have tail. Well, there'll be tail, but it'll come from the walls and not from the schach. And Rava says the reason is because a sukkah has to be a diras arai. The pasuk says, basukkah steshu shivas yomim. So therefore, the Torah tells us, same diras kvav, a sheva diras arai. Up until 20, you can make a structure temporary. The ma'ala me'asrim ama, it's a permanent structure. These are the 3 different shittas. I was thinking, perhaps a ha'ara k'tana on the Mishnah as follows. We said there's 3 different reasons why perhaps a Ma'alam Esrim is not good. Let's go for the second reason for a moment, Rab Zera. Rab Zera said the reason is because up until 20, you're sitting in the tail of the schach. The Ma'alam Esrim, you're not in the tail of the schach anymore. That halacha, that you have to be within the tail of the schach, seems to come together with the halacha in the end of the Mishnah, which says a sukkah that's chamasa miruva mitzilasa is pasul. Why is a sukkah that has more sunlight than shade pasul? Because you obviously need shade. So that the end of the Mishnah is discussing the idea of that there has to be tzel in the sukkah. According to Reb Zera, the beginning of the Mishnah is also discussing that. Sukkah l'maylo me'esrimam is pasul. Why? Because you're not sitting in the shade. So both of those halachas are shade halachas. Sandwiched in the middle is halacha of that's not 10 tvachim tall. That's a whole different reason. The Gemara speaks of why does sukkah have to be 10 tvachim tall? Either it's a shear, there's a shiurim of mechitzas, or it's because less than that is a dira srucha, and you can't sit in that, but it has nothing to do with shade. And the halacha is of 3 walls, which the Gemara also speaks about. Is it 2 and a tefach? Is it 3 and a tefach? The Gemara discusses, learn from Exeris, it's about sukkahs, but it has nothing to do with tzeah. So if the first halacha of our Mishnah is because of tzel, and the last halacha is because of tzel, so why were they not written together? It's a ha'ara k'tana only on Reb Zera, to be clear. We have 3 different reasons why perhaps a sukkah above 20 is going to be possible. You say the reason is because lo shalto be'ena has nothing to do with cham samur meitzelsa. It's a totally different din. If the reason is because a sukkah has to be a diras are and not kva, because it has to be temporary, it has nothing to do with the shade of the sukkah. But according to Reb Zera, that the first halacha of the Mishnah above 20 is you're not sitting in the shade. And the last halacha of the Mishnah is that if you don't have enough shade, you're not sitting in the shade. Obviously, these 2 are both dinim of shade. So why do we not write them together? So ha'ara k'tana, I just thought of the ha'ara, but I didn't see anyone speak about it.
You could technically ask, even if it's l'man yedu, so it's a din in the schach, chamasim u'metzilasa is also a din in the schach.
But there are things that are nogeya to the schach, that's true, even if it's kva, it might be a din in the schach. Mechitza shel barzel, that's all shayla. But it's not a din in tzel, this is mamish, it's kilo ain't din. Shalom. So I was thinking that perhaps Alderach Hapshat, Mamash Alderach Hapshat, that the Mishnah is coming to give you the structure of a sukkah. The Mishnah is coming to go in order. In other words, starting with what's a sukkah that's too tall? Sukkah that's too tall is Lamaila Me'asrim. What's a sukkah that's too short? That's Lamata Me'asara. What's a sukkah? What type of walls do you need in a sukkah? The Mishnah is starting with the structure of the sukkah. And then we can get into the dinim of tzel and chama and all different types of halachas of lishma. You put other things there as the Gemara, the Mishnah continues later on. But first they wanted to just establish the physical structure of the sukkah. True, the din of above 20 is because of tzeil. And the din of chamsa roommate still says it's puzzles also because of tzeil. But the Mishnah wanted to stay focused on the size of the sukkah. So it said first, what's too high? Above 20, amos. What's too low? 10 tzvachim. How many walls do you need? These are all dinim of the size of the sukkah. And then we're going to get into the tzeil. But that brought me to a different hara. And I think that could be al derech hapshat. That's the reason. You got that?
Why couldn't this case then be the third case? The chaf amos should have been the third tzeil.
What do you mean?
Then it would have also been together with the chamas and mitzvah. Why do you have to start this way?
Right. So what's it doing with Klal in the Mishnah? Yeah, the Mishnah Maisa breaks it up also into two different. Yeah. It brings me to another ha'ara in the Mishnah. These are all good ha'aras that we have to work on. Another ha'ara in the Mishnah is. What? It has the sizes. Right, it has the sizes. Right. Yeah. So I was thinking. Why doesn't it speak about the width of the sukkah? Is there a particular width that the sukkah has to be? How wide? We spoke about how tall our sukkah has to be. We spoke about the walls of the sukkah. What about the width of the sukkah? There's a Gemara that speaks about it. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says three shittas in the width of the sukkah. Rebbe says the sukkah has to be dalid al dalid amas. Beis Shammai says the sukkah has to be roishoy verubay v'shulchanoy, and Beis Hill says the sukkah has to be the size of roishoy verubay. Chazal tells, what does roishoy verubay v'shulchanoy mean? 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim is roishoy verubay, but there's a shear of the width of the sukkah. So if we're right that the Mishnah is coming here to give you the structure of the sukkah, and that's why it went in this particular order, it's just interesting that the Mishnah left out a very important component of how big the sukkah has to be. Why is there no Mishnah about the width of the sukkah? Why doesn't we have a Mishnah about that? It's Tanoim. It's Rebbe, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So why is it not in the Mishnah?
Because we know that the sukkah has to be a certain height, and we know that we can't have the shade coming from the sock. We can't have the shade coming from the wall. Do we know that? We could figure out mathematically what the exact size is.
That's very interesting. Saying that based on the problem is that there is a machlokes. You're right that there is a mandorma that does that, right? But there's a machlokes about how big it has to be. So how does that fit with that machlokes? It's an excellent ha'ara. But we're going to have to hold on that. That's an excellent ha'ara. Al kopanim. So I'm thinking like this, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, we started off, we asked, according to Rabbi Zeir, why don't we put the dinum of tzeil together? We said, because we're talking about the structure of the sukkah. You're talking about the structure of the sukkah, so tell me the width of the sukkah. There's machlokes about the width of the sukkah. Rebbe's sheet is it has to be dalet al dalet. Maybe the reason why, according to Rebbe, it's not in Mishnah, perhaps, is because Rebbe's sheet of dalet al dalet is not really a din in sukkah. What do I mean? The Gemara says numerous things that have to be dalet al. A mezuzah, you want to put a mezuzah on your house. How big does your house have to be to mechayev in mezuzah? Dalet al dalet. You have a chiyuv of makkah, a fence on the roof of your house. How big does your house have to be? Dalet al dalet. You want to make an eruv. Who's a person considered to be that he lives here within this chutzar? Dalid al dalid. Every din of a place to live is dalid al dalid. So it's not a din sukkah. It's a sukkah is a place to live. It has to be dalid al dalid. But therefore, the Mishnah doesn't necessarily have to include in all the other dinim that are special dinim in sukkah. These are dinim of how a sukkah has to be built, not anything else. So therefore, Rebbe's Shita al Kopanim, I could understand why it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says the sukkah has to be roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchanoy. That's how big it has to be. There's a machlokes rishonim in Beis Shammai. Why do you need roishoy v'ruboy v'shulchanoy? It means most of your body, your head, and your table. Why do you have to be able to fit your table in your sukkah? Why can't you just eat with your hands? Aside for the obvious reasons. But why do you need a table? So the machlokes rishonim. Is it because that there's a sheer sukkah Tosfos seems to hold? Is a din that if a sukkah doesn't have Zion on Zion, puzzle, sukkah's puzzle. Or because if you don't have a table in your sukkah, we're afraid you're going to end up going to somewhere where there is a table because no one would eat with their hands, and they'll go to where the tables is in the house, and then he's going to end up not sitting in a sukkah. So it's like zera midrabanan. Zokter v'kiveg, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about the following thing? Let's say you have a sukkah katana, a small sukkah. It doesn't have a table. It's not big enough for a table. And it's attached to a larger sukkah where there is a table. Are you allowed to sit in the small sukkah? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's going to be telling in this machlokes. If you hold that the shear of sukkah ketana is a shear be'etzem, which means that there's a shear given, this is the size. Okay, the size is this sukkah is not big enough. The sukkah doesn't have the shear, and therefore the sukkah is going to be pasul. But if you hold, the whole problem is because we're afraid you're going to end up going to where there is a table, but this sukkah leads into a larger sukkah, and the larger sukkah does have a table and can fit a table. So you're going to end up in what? The larger sukkah. It's no problem. So says Rabbi Kiveg, according to the riff, it's not going to be pasul. It comes out, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, according to the riff, so that's with the chiddush over here. It doesn't seem it's not a she. I don't know if it's not a takana betzem. He says he doesn't say lo plug. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he could say not like that. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, to bring out Rabbi Tesler, it's not a shear. It's not a chevtz of a shear. It's just a gzeira. Can I say a sukkah that's not zayin hazayin is pasul? It's not pasul because what happens if the sukkah is attached to a bigger sukkah? You can sit in it. So what do I see? It's not a shear. If it says to bring out, is that if it would be a shear, you'd say, look, the shear is Zion al-Zion. I don't care where your sukkah is, how you situated it, how you positioned it, the sukkah's puzzle. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you're saying there is no shear in a minimum sukkah. According to Beis Shammai, it's not a shear, it's a gzera. So it doesn't belong in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is telling you the size of the sukkah. This is not a concrete size. This depends on the circumstances. So according to that shita, in Beis Shammai at least, there's no shear for the minimum sukkah, it's just the gzeira. Therefore, it wouldn't belong in our Mishnah. The problem would be according to Tosfos. That Tosfos says that a sukkah that is Zayin al Zayin is pasul, even if it's connected to another sukkah. Why? Because this is a shear in the sukkah. The shear is the sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. And the problem is going to be according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds the shear is, it has to be Rosh Shavuot, don't need Shulchanai. Sukkah is big enough to fit your head and your body. That's the size of the sukkah. So why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah?
Is it a shear in the sukkah? Or is it just not considered a place to live in?
The shayla is this bechlal, what type of shear is this? What's the shear of Beis Hillel of Rosh Shavuot? Rosh Shavuot is tiny, right? It's just enough for your body, most of your body, not even your whole body, most of your body and your head. So is it a shear in the sukkah? Or is it just that that's not a place where a person can live? It seems to me, the svari is that even if a person can somehow squeeze himself into a sukkah that's less than vav al vav, it's still going to be pasul. But I don't know if it's pasul because of a sheer sukkah or because it's not called a place where a person can live. So it's not, maybe it's not, it doesn't have a shem of a sheer. It's just, it's not a normal, it's not a person living, b'chlal. It's more in the diurim than it is in the dira. Al kopanim, these are interesting ha'aras as to the way that the Mishnah is structured. The Mishnah has in the beginning a sugya of l'maylami esrim, which according to Abzeris tzel. And the end, it speaks about chamasa meruba mitzilasa, or chamsa meruba mitzilasa. What's the din of chamsa meruba mitzilasa, says Rashi. Chamsa meruba mitzilasa, hamiut batel beroiv, v'harei hu kemisha einoi. Chamsum Mitzilsum is more sun than there is shade. So what is it? Says Rashi, what's the problem with more sun than shade? Because the miut is going to be batel on the roof. The miut is going to be insignificant. We have to find the right word for batel. We'll see in a moment. It's like it's not here. And why is something called a sukkah? Because it's on the name of the schach. It's called the sukkah. It's not called the bayis. It's called the sukkah because of the schach. Now, Rashi does not tell us what is batel in what. Hamiut batel beroiv. What's the miut that's batel in the roiv? What are you talking about, Rashi? What is the thing that's batel? Rashi doesn't say to us mefurish. It happens to be, it appears to be a machlekes rishonim. What is the miut that's batel b'roiv? Rabbeinu Yonasan Meluniel says, the schach is batel in the avir. In other words, you have chamsur meitzilsa is means that there's a limited amount of schach. There's more gaps. Avir is air. And the schach is batel in the avir. And when Rashi said, amiut batel b'roiv, it means the cheftza of the schach is batel. The Sefer HaMichtum, however, another Rishon, says that the tzel is batel. The Lashon of the Mishnah of Chamsa, Miruba, Meitzilsa, is referring to the sunlight and the shade. It's not talking about what makes sunlight or what makes shade. It's talking about the sunlight and the shade. Chamsa, Miruba, Meitzilsa, says Rashi, Amiut, batel b'roiv. The miut tzel is batel in the Chama, and so the bittel's in the tzel. And it appears to be a machlokes rishonim. What is the, when we speak about bittel here, what are we being mavatel? The object being the schach, or we're being mavatel what the schach would accomplish, which is the tzel, is the shade.
How is it shaykh to mavatel the pieces of schach? Anything that's nicker.
Very good. So there's numerous achronim that speak about this shayla of what is the bittel. We'll start with the Ran. We're going to get back to Rabbi Corey's question in a moment. The Ran asked the following thing. Hold on a second. We have another Mishnah. And the other Mishnah says that when a sukkah is tzilsa meruba mechamsa is kosher. It's very similar to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says chamsa meruba mechamsa is pasul, which means more sunlight than shade is pasul. That Mishnah says tzilsa meruba mechamsa is kosher, more shade than sunlight is kosher. What's the difference? The difference is if you nail it on the head 50-50. What happens if you have exactly 50-50? Exactly. Mechtza al mechtza. If you are medayik in our Mishnah says chamsa meruba mechamsa pasul, which means more sunlight than shade is pasul. What would that mean, 50-50? What?
Kosher.
The other Mishnah says that silsa meruba mechamsa is kosher. Only more shade than sunlight is kosher. But what happens if you're 50-50? It sounds like it's pasul. So the Gemara says we have a stira. Is 50-50 kosher or pasul? From our Mishnah, it would appear that only because chamsum reitzilsa is pasul. But if it's 50-50, it's going to be kosher. The other Mishnah sounds like only because tzilsum reitzilsa is kosher. But it's 50-50, it's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara to answer this question, kan mi lamayla, kan mi lamata. And it's a whole machloikas there, what exactly that means. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat for the moment. Which means it depends if you're measuring up there or down here. If you're measuring up there, we're going to do the schach lamala. If it's 50-50 up there, so then it's going to be pasul. Because then we know that down here it's going to be less than 50-50. Because the nature of sun is going to cause the shadow to shrink. So therefore, 50-50 up there is going to be pasul down here. But 50-50 down here, which would mean that what do we have up there? More than 50-50. Therefore, it's going to be kosher. Kan mi lamayla, kan mi lamata. But what that ends up telling us is that if you have exactly 50-50 schach and air on top, that means on the bottom you're going to have less shade. It's going to be pasul. Why? Rashi says, because there's bittel. There's bittel in what? What are you being mevatel? The schach? How could you mevatel the schach? The schach is 50-50. The schach can't be bittel. If you tell me that Rashi meant the bittel is in the shade, okay, I can understand. Because if it's 50-50 up there, and the shade shrinks when it gets down here, then you're going to have less shade than sunlight. You could be mevatel your shade. Your shade is going to be bittel. However, if you're telling me that the bittel is in the schach, but it's 50-50, you can't be mevatel the schach. Azoy frek the Ran. Says the Ran, it must be the bittel is in the shade, not in the schach. Not like Rabbeinu Yonah, or Rabbeinu Simeon, so the Bittul is in the Schach. That is the Ran's Kasha. There's another Kasha, the Sfas Emes, which is what Rabbi Kori brought up, which is the question of Bittul, when we use classic Bittul, Bittul is only something that that's mixed up. It's called Taruvus. Something that's nicker, something that's obvious, can't become Bata. So therefore, the Sfas Emes says, how could you be Mavatel? The schach is very obvious. It's very nicker. There's no taruvus. Can be mavato the schach. How do you do bittel and a schach? So the truth is that Reb Shmuel says that it's not the din of bittel that we. That's why I was trying to find a good English word for it. It doesn't mean the din bittel beroiv that we usually use. It just means that it's overpowered. It's more that when you're dealing with how do you see this or how would you label it? But the real din of bittel needs to have. That it's taruvus, and over here it's just like a quasi bittel. But the way that Rashi seems to say in front of us, amut batel beroiv, it sounds like it's a regular bittel. So therefore, how could you do bittel if it's in the schach? Therefore, the achronim say, in a chanami, it's bittel in the shade, not in the schach. And the shade and the sunrise is all mixed together because it all gets mixed together. Therefore, you can do bittel in the shade. The problem is, and this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks, Rashi seems to say the Bittul's in the Schach. It's come out Mufurish and Rashi. What does Rashi say? Hashem Aschach, Kori Sukkah. Right, read the Rashi. Rashi says, Hamiyot Batul Barov, Vareu Kamish Einoi. It's not here. So what? Val Shem Aschach, Kori Sukkah. Says Rashi, you need to have Schach because Hashem Aschach, Kori Sukkah. So Rashi is telling us, what's the Bittul doing? It's pulling the Schach out. It's saying there's no Schach anymore. Rashi didn't say Al Shem Atzel Kori Sukkah, Al Shem Aschach Kori Sukkah. So what do I see? I see that the Bittul is taking out the Shem Schach. So on one hand, on the one hand, we're saying Misvar, we don't understand how the Bittul can be in the Schach. You can't do Bittul in the Schach because, first of all, 50-50, it shouldn't be bittel. 50-50 schach gives you more sunlight. Okay, so if it's the bittel's in the tzel, I get it. But if the bittel's in the schach, 50-50 can't be bittel. And second of all, how do you do bittel taruvas? There's no taruvas in the schach. The schach and the abir, it's like it's very obvious where it is. So the bittel has to be in the tzel, but Rashi says the bittel's in the schach. So Vostaf Mitzog, and the Olam is say, very good. The Weiss de Chois, the Pshat is as follows. Weiss de Chois, you could say, that really there's no machlokes. There's no machlokes. The bittel starts in the tzel. The bittel is that we see it as if there's no tzel, there's no shade. What's the problem with there being no shade? If there's no shade, then I don't have any schach. I need to have schach. Al shem haschach kori sukkah. So therefore, the lack of shade makes that I don't have schach. I can't be mabatel the schach directly for two reasons. First of all, 50-50 won't be batel. Second of all, it's nicker. I can't be mabatel the schach. But I can mabatel the shade. And once there's no shade, there's no schach. So really, they're both true. The tzel is batel, and that can be mabatel the shame schach. Who says you need tzel in the sukkah? I get the Gemara's, Rashi's by morning. You need tzel because you need to have schach. And I don't have schach if I don't have tzel. So I'm mabatel the tzel, and then I'm left without any schach. So maybe really, the both of them are true. However, Rabbi Said, let's try to understand for a second. Do you need to have shade in your sukkah? Do you need to have shade in your sukkah? Sukkah that's above 20 is pasul. Why? So we said there's three different reasons. Either because you can't see it, or because we said above 20 you're not sitting in the shade of the sukkah, or because above 20 it's a diras kva, not a diras ara. So if you hold like Reb Zera that says that a sukkah needs to have tzel, so I understand why we're going to have a din of chamsa merume tzel, so I need shade. I don't have any shade. Where's my shade? I need to have shade. But according to the other Rishonim, in theory, in theory you can have a sukkah that's 100 amas tall, and you won't be sitting in the shade of the sukkah. And we don't care. Our only problem is it's a diras kva, or because you won't see your sukkah, but the fact that the shade is falling somewhere totally outside of the sukkah doesn't bother us. You don't need shade. So why is the Mishnah in the end telling us that Chams and Rumi tells us puzzle, who needs Shay? Again, Reb Zera tells us that if a sukkah is above 20, you don't have Shay from your sukkah. Okay, what do I see from Zera? I need Shay. But the other Amoraim say, no, it's not because of the fact that you need Shay that above 20 is puzzle. It's a different reason. You can go 100 amas tall if you want. And the schach is casting shade way out of my sukkah. I don't really care. I don't have a problem with that. I have a different problem. Can't be above 20 for a different reason. Okay, so then what's the din of? And even in Reb Zeira, Mr. Ritva asks, even in Reb Zeira, that says that a sukkah that's above 20 is possible because you need shade, but Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. Reb Yehuda machshir. So Rabbi Yehuda argues in the first din of the Mishnah. Does he argue in the last din of the Mishnah also? We don't see any mention of Rabbi Yehuda. It says Chamsu Mitzvah says Psula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Why doesn't it say that? Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda, that's also Psula. Why is it Psula? Says the Ritva, a very important Yesod. Says the Ritva, Avada everyone needs that the Schach should make Tzel. The machlokes is, does the schach have to make tzel on me, or just has to make tzel? In other words, I'm sitting in a sukkah. What makes it a sukkah? It has schach. What makes it schach? It creates tzel. If it doesn't create tzel, if it doesn't cast a shade, a shadow, then it's not schach. And it's not a sukkah. Now, whether that is giving me shade, whether I'm sitting in the shade of that sukkah, whether the sukkah is too high so the shade is falling somewhere else, that is a machloikas, whether or not you need to be sitting in the shade. But that there is a din tzel in the sukkah that everyone agrees. So if I have a schach that doesn't make shade, then the sukkah is not going to be kosher. Memela, we understand, everyone agrees. All the Amoraim, all the Tanoim, that a sukkah has to be tzilsa meruba mechamsa. Because then the roof of the sukkah is making shade. Am I sitting in the shade? Only Reb Zera says you have to sit in the shade. Everyone else says you're sitting in the sukkah. It's a sukkah because it makes shade. And I'm sitting in the sukkah, it's good enough. Reb Zera says, no, you have to be sitting in the shade. That's the machlokes. The fee's there, my friends. So the din of sukkah l'mailo me'esrim and the din of tzilsa meruba mechamsa are not any more identical dinim. They're similar, that according to Reb Zera, they're both talking about shade. But one is a din in the chefts of the sukkah. The other one is a din in, I have to be sitting in the shade. One is a din in that the sukkah has to make shade. I have to be sitting in the shade. So we already have created more of a distance between them. They're no longer, when we started off, we said, listen, it's din tzel. They're both a din in the tzel, so why don't they go together? The answer is, they are both about shade of the sukkah. But because they're discussing two different aspects of it, I can understand why they're separated. One, the beginning of the Mishnah is I have to sit in the shade of the sukkah. The end of the Mishnah is the sukkah has to be a davar that's made, so that has to create shade. These are two different dinim. Therefore, we put them separately. Perhaps. That was an interesting thing. The Gemara continues later on. And the Gemara says, according to Rav Oishia, a sukkah of that we're talking about Chamsur Meitzilsa includes the defanos, includes the walls. The Gemara of Zayinu Abayis, Rav Oishia learns out from a pasuk that also if there's sunlight coming in through the walls, that's also going to create a psula in your sukkah. In other words, according to Rav Oishia, if a person has a relatively tall wall, a tall sukkah, and sunlight is coming in from underneath the schach, it could be that he has a great sichuch on top, but there's a lot of sunlight coming in through, let's say, through openings, windows, and the walls, it's also going to be possible. You need to have tzilsa meruba mechamsa in your sukkah netto. What does that mean? I don't care where the sun's coming from. The sun can be coming from this wall, that wall. It can come from where there is no wall. If your sukkah, if you take the entire area of the sukkah, it has more sunlight than shade, it's going to be possible. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Af machmas defanois, even from the walls. And he makes a drush in a pasuk. The pasuk speaks about a wall. and uses the lashon of sukkah v'sakoisa. So he says it must be over here that the walls also have to be like your sukkah. So now, Rav Oishia now takes this. The Rav Yah takes this Rav Oishia a step further. He says, "Listen, you're telling me that I need protection from sunlight, not just from the top, but from the sides. So what do I make my walls out of? I make my walls. What are they going to be made out of? Schach has certain qualifications of what's kosher for schach. You can't just throw anything on a roof. It has to be made out of psoilus, goyren, v'yekev, which is, the Gemara describes what that is, what it's made of, but there's certain things that a person has to use for schach. Walls, classically, can be made out of anything, as far as we know. Well, we don't paskin like Rabbi Ishiya. We don't hold it. But according to Rabbi Ishiya, that holds that you need protection from sun even coming in through the walls. The Shaila is, says the Rav Yah, okay, then it has to be psoilus, goyren, v'yekev. It's got to be made out of the same stuff that your schach is made out of. Now the Achronim say that it's possible that Tosis argues on this. It appears to be a machloikis as follows. Tosis holds, your schach is up there. Your schach is on top. The Shaila is though, can sunlight coming in from somewhere else also cause you a problem in your sukkah? But are your walls your schach? No. I can make them out of anything I want to make them out of. They're not my schach is up there, and I have limits to what I can make my schach out of. So my schach has to be psoilus goyren v'yekev, the walls. But if sunlight creeps in somehow from anywhere, it's going to pass on my sukkah. The Rav Yah says, no, your walls have to be made out of the same stuff your schach has to be made out of. It would appear that according to the Rav Yah, where is your schach? Everywhere. Your walls are your schach. Your roof is your schach, it's all your schach. This has to be made out of psoilus goyren v'yekev. This has to be made out of psoilus goyren v'yekev. It has to be made out of psoilus goyren v'yekev. That's all your schach. Everything is your schach. Frektus vas emes. Okay. So let's get back to Reb Zeira. Why is the sukkah above 20 pasul? Why is the sukkah above 20 pasul? Because you're not sitting in the tzel of your schach. You're sitting in the tzel of your defanois. Oh, but the defanos are the schach, according to Rabbi Shia. The defanos are the schach. The defanos, the schach, they're all made out of the same stuff. So it's all the same thing. So who cares what tail is? I'm sitting in tail. It's plenty shady over here. What's the problem? Yeah, but the shade is coming from the walls. But the walls are the schach. If the walls are schach, the shade is coming from the schach. So ma baya.
Also, the finish of the man yed the recession, you can see the walls. Who cares how high the roof is?
Ashtu is kanai.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. I was kind of wondering about that because Rashi changes the lashon of before he says Hashem aschach kor sukkah. Rashi always says sukkah hainu schach. Rashi's goofy coming lafuki from Rabbi Yishai like Rabbi Yishai. You have to see it if you could do that. We're not. It's a good kasha. We have to back to that kasha. Rabbi Son Polanski is asking a question, another question. If you're like Rabbi Ishiya, that the walls are the schach, so then what's wrong with sukkah being above 20? I can see the walls. I see the walls of the sukkah. So I always thought that maybe the chat was, yeah, but the walls don't look any different. Walls don't look any different. The schach looks different. But according to Rabbi Ishiya, the walls should also look different because the walls also have to be made up, so it's going to be reactive. That brings us to the other question, which is, do the walls, Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch asked this question, according to Rabbi Ishiya, do the walls have to be temporary? What do I mean is like this. The big discussion, are you allowed to nail in your schach? You're not allowed to nail your schach into the frame. Because they're afraid that it's going to move. So, or does that make it too permanent? Are you allowed to nail in your walls? It's going to be hard to have walls that are not nailed in. When you're not going to have walls that are not going to be, the walls are going to just fall over. So how does that work, according to Rabbi Yishai? So, says Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch, it must be that we have the wrong uptight. It doesn't mean Rabbi Yishai holds, according to the Rav Yah, that your walls are your schach. Your walls are not your schach. Your schach is your schach. It's just your walls have to be like your schach. The lesson of the Gemara is mechitza kischach. It doesn't say mechitza is schach. Mechitza is like schach. And the Rav Yos says, how like schach does your mechitza have to be? It even has to be made of the same stuff as schach. But it's a mechitza, it's not schach. Schach is up there, mechitza is over here. So when Zera says you need to have tzel from your sukkah, he means from your schach. What do you mean? I get it from the walls? The walls is not your schach. The walls is like your schach. It has a din. Everybody should learn from a pasuk. That has to be like the schach. So therefore, it also has to create shade. It also has to be made out of a certain type of material. But you still need to have your sukkah is still your schach on top. L'chayra, this can be pshat. I'd like to end with an interesting discussion here, which is as follows. The Prima Godim discusses what about making schach out of glass. Now, there is different ways of making glass, and it's possible to make glass out of psoilus garden v'yekiv. Not all glass is made that way, but it is possible to make glass out of something that would be technically the right material for schach. And the Prima Godim says, v'shas ha-dechak, you can do that. If that's all you got, so you can make your schach out of glass. What's the problem, my friends? What? There's no shade. Says the Chazanish, Ein ochanami, it won't be puzzle, but it's also not going to be kosher, because it makes no shade. So what is it going to be? What's it going to be? What? Pointless. Well, the big point. What would be the big point, if you want? Think about it. Try to be creative.
Sunglasses.
What?
Sunglasses.
What can you do? You could put glass underneath your schach, and you have no problem. Put glass. If a person wants to be able to protect himself, perhaps from rain, put glass underneath your schach, and you're okay. It's not puzzle, because Bipsel's going to react. It's not going to make you tail, says the Chazanish, because it doesn't make shade. Comes the Briskerov, and says the Briskerov, no! Prima Godim said it's kosher. Says the Briskerov, it makes shame. Episode tzel in the zchuches. Glass also makes a shade. Glass also makes a shade. But Baruch brings a raya from Magen Avraham, and I didn't get a chance to look up the Magen Avraham. I would like to. The Magen Avraham says that if a person forgets to do B'digas Chametz at night, you can do B'digas Chametz by day, by sunlight. But if there's a window, then you can't do B'dikas Chametz, says the Magen Avraham. A window is because it creates shade. Must be creates shade. Why can't I do it through the window? So I would like to see the Magen Avraham inside because I have a hard time understanding why is there a problem with tzel. It doesn't say how much sunlight. It doesn't. I mean, the sun is stronger in the Middle East than it is in America. So sun in the Middle East through a glass is going to be stronger than sun in America with an open window. So there's a shem tzel. It's going to be a problem. I don't understand. I have to tzarech Ian. But rebellion. But Rav Chazanish. Sorry, the Briskerov says that glass makes shade. So episode tzel. Seems like having machlokes it makes shade. But
the
shaila
is. I need
tilsum. But you need tilsum mechamza. It makes shade. But what about tilsum mechamza?
It makes also that. What it makes everything and minuses from 100% to 99%.
Oh, so the Briskerov does not say that. Pillah, because I also thought this shot. I also this is where I'm struggling with this. We're going to end. It's the shir psicha. It's to open things up, my friends. The din tilsum mechamza is in echos or in kamos. It's in how much tzel you need in the sukkah or in the quality or the quantity. What Rabbi Tzion Polansky is saying is as follows. There's the smallest, littlest shade of shadow. You could practically not see it. But it casts over the entire sukkah. So your entire sukkah has shade. The teeniest little bit of shade, but it has shade. The entire sukkah's got shade. So this is not just tzilsa merube mechamsa. This is total tzilsa. But it's the faintest shade possible. But a shade, the entire sukkah has shade, and Rabbi Levi is saying, yeah, but it's broiling hot in your sukkah. So if you look at the quantity of the tzel, is this for sure more sun than there is shade? So when do you down this? It's an interesting thing. The Briskerov does not answer like Rabbi Shmuel Aaron. Rabbi Tzion Polansky said that it's because you have shade everywhere. He said a different yesoid, which is a major yesoid, which we're going to leave with. Says the Brisker Rav, and this, this will close.
I've heard the Brisker Rav a little differently.
Yeah.
At least with David, at least.
Reb David.
Solid,
yeah.
That if you prove some here, it's a shear in the schach. You don't need to sell the cloud. You need the shear of schach that could be itself. That is what he proved in the
that. Okay. There's a different nusach. This nusach I'm saying over is from Rebbe Eliezer Baruch. There's a different nusach from Reb David. We'll have to hack this out afterwards, but I just want to be messiah with this thing that he said over from Mendel Atik, Reb Eliezer Baruch, from Mendel Atik, he said the following thing. He said, when do you need more shade than sunlight? That's only if you have, like, gaps. But if you cover the entire roof, it's totally closed, you're good. Even though there's more sunlight than shade. There's two major kashas, I'll say it again. When do we discuss you need more shade than sunlight? It's only when there are gaps. But if you cover the entire roof, it's closed, we're fine with more sunlight than shade. No problem. The din of chamsa mubi mitzilsa is only if there's gaps in your sach. There's two kashas. Kasha number one is, why? It's no good. I mean, we need this, it didn't say, like, where did this come from? Why is it that way? Right, we know there's a din, you have to, sukkah has to be, that's question number one. Question number two is, if that's the case, so I want to go back to what we said before, and we asked the question, how could you use glass if glass doesn't make shade? Says the Brisker Rav, it makes some shade. Why does it make some shade? This will get back probably to our Goldbergs. Why does it have to make some shade? It doesn't have to make shade. You told me it's closed. You said, it makes some shade, but it's chamsim mitzilsa. Okay, but it's closed, that doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference, why does that make shade? So it has to make some shade, but it has to make... So how do we define this? How do we divide this? What are these gedorim? This is something that needs Eon. So we started off, my friends, we were discussing the beginning and the end of the Mishnah. That it starts with three different Peshatim Ne'amaroim, why Elamayim, S. One of them is Reb Zera, is tail. The end of the Mishnah is tail. So maybe the Mishnah is doing the structure of the Mishnah comes first. So why don't we speak about the width of the Mishnah? We said, well, maybe it's not really a din in Sukkah. Maybe it's not a real shear. Maybe it's not a shear because it's just a question of a person being able to live according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, there's no shear in the Mishnah of the width. We spoke about what is Chamsur Meitzilsa Pasul because it's Batul. What's Batul? Is it the tail that's Batul or is it the Schach that's Batul? We said maybe it's really both of them because we have Raya's Lakan Ulakan and you're Mavatul the tail which is going to make Bittul in the Schach. But then we discussed what about the fact that only Reb Zera holds that you need to sit in the tail. The other Amaroyim and the other, and Reb Yehuda doesn't hold that there's a Din tail. We said that maybe in Achanami, everyone agrees there's a Din tail in the Schach. If I have to sit in the tzel. But then we discussed Reb Oishia that says later on that he says that there's a din that the tzel even from the defanus is going to make a difference. So what's pshat in Reb Zera? We said it makes a difference, but still the schach is what's on top, not on the sides, whether you hold like the Rav Yehuda or not. And then we discussed the shaila of glass. Can glass be worked? The Purim Gadim says yes, the Chazanish says no, but it's not possible. It's just going to be considered as if it's pointless, or maybe it'll be used for Gishamim. That's another shaila. If you're allowed, if you're a person who's allowed with whatever type of contraption to avoid having rain in a sukkah, that's not for now. But then we discussed, but there's no tzel. Is there tzel? Is the tzel enough tzel? And if not, how can you just cover a sukkah and be kosher without tzel? Thank you for listening.